conversation from William Penn to the Indians.
I have great love and regard toward you, and I desire to win and gain your love and friendship by a kind, just and peaceable life. And the people I send are of the same mind, and I shall in all things behave. And what about the shooting? Shooting.
It was a lie. It was a lie.
The good Indian was a dead Indian. They made up a saying, the only good Indian was a dead Indian.
The nation. Dancing.
But it says in the Declaration of Independence, this is part of it here, it says that that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. So they admitted that there was God.
Huh?
The founders of the nation admitted that there was God. Now they won't admit. Yeah. That should be our bicentennial celebration. Keep them all out.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Already very much attraction for this material world that is called Maya. And when we are involved with these things, material prosperity, then we become more involved. On account of our material attachment, we are getting repetition of birth and death in different forms of life. And these attractions are making us more and more involved. Maya Rabuiho. People are becoming illusions. America, my country, so rich. I shall live here. But he cannot live. He's preparing for another body. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Anitya Sangsare Mohajan Mahiya. Jeep ke koroye gadha. Anitya, you shall not be able to stay. Unnecessarily, we are becoming involved in this material. Now, those who built up this nation, where they have gone, nobody can see. Because after this body is fallen, where he is being carried, nobody knows. He is carried by his work. That's what they do not believe. Next life. Finish. was very well known, brother of Rabindranath Tagore. Rabindranath Tagore was poet and he was artist, Abanindranath Tagore. In our childhood, in a meeting, he said, why should we bother about the next life? Let us enjoy this life. I remember. Most people think like that. Charvak Muni advised like that. Veenam kritya gitam kudha. Just enjoy life. I have no money to enjoy. Beg, borrow, or steal. Bring money. Purchase ghee. I'll have to pay. I do things like that. Then next time I suffer. Don't think that. Your body will be finished. Who is coming here again? What is that? Tower?
Lighthouse.
Lighthouse for the river?
Yeah. Yes. These buildings are all rowing clubs.
Oh.
They're for boating, boathouses.
So it's still that rowing house? No.
Yes, it is a big sport.
Oh.
They race.
The idea is there in the Western country. No.
Not very much. Although the idea is there that the best education can be secured when boys are separate in school.
That idea
is there. The best families have always sent their sons away to school.
That should be followed in our system. Boys and girls must be separate. We introduce now.
Of celibacy is also there. The best sportsmen are supposed to not take intoxicants or also engage in sex life. There is a training.
We'll end in this park here.
Oh.
Down
if you come this way?
We'll come from the other direction.
Oh.
And then,
down into this and look at these trees. It's a very nice place.
Going to the city?
We go through the city. The city's just on the other side of these trees.
One of our good brothers asked why the inductive knowledge is so successful, especially to scientists.
Inductive knowledge is always unsuccessful.
But science finds all these laws and so many things. So to some extent, it's working.
They can extend. Just like inductive knowledge is like this. You study man. You see, first man dies, second man dies, third man dies. In this way, you can go to 100 or 1,000 men. But I can say that you might not have seen that man who does not die. I can challenge that. You cannot say, simply by studying 100,000 men, you cannot say that all men die. I can challenge that you have not seen the beyond that. So how you can conclude like that? Then maybe somebody, as you say, maybe, we can say, maybe somebody does not die. What is the answer?
That argument is different from the way the science does. For example, they work so hard.
Science does, they conclude something, and next man changes. So that is your science. So how can make a conclusion?
But how so many things are working under the...
working, that's all right. You have seen that so many people are dying, that's all right. But I am challenging that you have not seen the next man who does not die. That you cannot answer.
For example, they find the laws of motion, Newton's laws of motion. They utilize that concept in shooting rockets, and they use exactly the same mathematical formula and apply it.
Well, but sometimes the shooting of the rocket is missing.
No, what we are saying is that the law that they find out by their own effort is working.
So your effort is only limited. How you can conclude?
So inductive knowledge is true to a certain limit.
Certain extent, that's right. It is not conclusive.
But to a devotee though, there is nothing like inductive knowledge.
No.
Because knowledge gives by Krishna.
Yes.
So it must be deductive.
Deductive, all right. And that is easier. Krishna says that I come as death and take away everything. So we know that nobody can be immortal. Everyone must die. Simple conclusion.
You don't have to test it.
Huh?
You don't have to test it because Krishna says it.
Yes.
We could never know unless we knew all cases.
Huh?
We could never know ourselves unless we knew all cases.
No, we do not require to know. We hear from Krishna, the Supreme Person. That is perfect.
That's our logic. He said that once.
Yeah, that is our logic.
But also you said once that we feel it. That's our proof. You also said once that we feel it. That is our proof. That we feel.
Not feel, you may wrongly feel because you are imperfect. That is not good argument. Our argument is that the message is coming from the most authorized personality, the Guru is perfect. And we receive Guru Parampara. That is our path. Evam parampara praptam, evam rajarshi. The rajarshi means very, very big, big, stalwart person. They accept. Just like Arjuna gives evidence that I accept you, you are parabrahma. So the next line he says, it is not that I am saying, but big, big personality like Vyasdev, he has said, Narada has said, Vasistha has said, and you are personally saying, so I have no doubt. the Bhagavan. When the Rupa does not come, people knowledge is always imperfect.
Jnana yogis.
Huh?
What about the Jnana yogis?
Jnana yogis, they are also imperfect. Yeah. Anyone who is speculative on the strength of his own knowledge is imperfect. Because we are imperfect. Speculation is imperfect.
The same criticism that you made of induction was also made by John Stuart Mill and Bertrand Russell, but they became skeptics. They said, therefore, there's no knowledge at all.
That is another nonsense. That is also speculation. Because I have failed, therefore there is no knowledge. This is also imperfect, because how I can conclude like that? I am imperfect. I cannot decide this way or that way. So that is also. Vedic knowledge says that a conditioned soul has got four defects: illusion, mistake, imperfectness, and cheating. Any conditions. Even Brahma is receiving knowledge from Krishna. Tene Brahma Rida Adikavi. Adikavi means Brahma. He is the most perfect person within this universe, Lord Brahma. So he is also receiving knowledge from Krishna. So any condition, so beginning from Brahma down to the end, they are defective in four ways: illusion, mistake, imperfectness, and cheating. They know that I am imperfect. That this Darwin, he knew that he is imperfect, and he cheated so many people by false theory, which he cannot explain. He simply gives perhaps millions of years gap. That is not knowledge. So the imperfect person is prone to become a cheater. So we should not take knowledge from the cheaters. What do you think?
We should take knowledge from Krishna.
Yes.
And Prabhupada.
Yeah, Prabhupada is giving you the same knowledge, that's all. There is no question of cheating. I have received this knowledge from Krishna, and he checks it. That's all. My business is finished.
Things equal to the same thing are equal to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is the duty. Parampara system means the spiritual master shall not give anything which is not spoken by Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna bodhi. You become guru under my order. But I do not know anything nicely. How can I become guru? No, you have no bhadarishan. You simply take Krishna's word and say, and you become guru. Hamaragnai guru haiya taro ei desh. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna bodhi. If the child says to another man, father said, this is this, then he is perfect. He has learned from the father. And the father is perfect, then whatever he says, it is perfect. Why should he take so much bhadarshan? So our process is that we become guru, not like that rascal Guruji. No. We speak whatever Krishna has spoken, that's all. Of course, we try to impress upon you with your reason, logic, but we shall speak the same thing, not anything else. Krishna says, I am supreme. Who is it? Krishna is supreme. That's all. Where is the bother? I haven't got to find out by my logic and induction whether Krishna is supreme. That I've already done. So Krishna is supreme. There's no doubt about it. Now whatever Krishna says, it's all right. That's all.
That saves a lot of time.
Huh?
That saves time.
Yes, that is intelligence. That is intelligence. All these rascals, they are unnecessarily wasting. Samayeva hi kevalam. Simply they are wasting time. That's all. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sanmasthan sthita pungsan vishakshena kathasu jag. Not pada anything, Jyadhi, Samayeva hi kevalam. You are executing your duties as scientist or as anything. But if you don't have faith in the words of Vishakshen, then you are simply wasting your time.
That's one of the chapters in our book, that Madhav is working, that inductive knowledge, there's nothing like inductive knowledge. It's all maya, it's illusion.
Yeah. It is illusion. Some country, it is full of inductive knowledge. Yeah. Radha Krishna used to say, Sarvadharman Purittaju Mamekam, it is too much.
He died just a few months ago. Right?
Yeah, he died. He died and brain fat. All his knowledge, last 5-6 years, he could not recognize his own man.
When we went to see him, he hardly could speak.
Yeah.
Because of his inductive knowledge.
That's how. He became a victim of the Western. Because the Oxford University was paying him very nicely. He became a servant of the Western thought.
In the evolutionary cycle, the transmigration of the soul, we are inquiring whether there's any specific details in the Vedas about the step-by-step transmigration of the spirit, of the soul.
From the aquatic to the
plants,
and then insect, then bird, then beast, then human being.
Then that's the same with the Darwinist theory.
Darwin has taken from here and he has tried to explain in a hodgepodge way so that he may get the credit. Yes.
The plants have more consciousness, manifest consciousness than aquatics? That plants and grass, they're more conscious than aquatics?
That is also mentioned in the Bhagavad. about different animals, how their consciousness develop.
In the Bhagavad, in the latter chapters, Sri Prabhupada, in the Bhagavad, in the latter chapters, not up to the present fourth canto, that...
Fourth canto. There is how one animal is more conscious than the other.
Yes.
Bhagavad, did you say that trees and hear in the Bhagavatam? That trees have the ability to see and hear in the Bhagavatam?
Yeah.
How's that?
It's like a vulture. He has got more seeing power than he. Is it not?
Yes. So? He sees the carcass. You give the example. Way up. Yeah.
But he can see only the carcass.
That is also Ochanda Sakti, of the vulture.
Yeah.
You can see. He has special eyes.
It is Ajinta Shakti for us, but Krishna has given different power to different animals. For us it is Ajinta, not for Krishna.
Not for...
For Krishna there is nothing like Ajinta. Therefore, you have to take knowledge from him.
Vikings first discovered America, they said.
From Scandinavia. Came before Columbus.
But Mahabharata describes all the continents even way before that. Is it?
Yeah.